This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Sam.
English has many proverbs, short and well-known phrases giving a piece of useful advice or common sense. For example, the proverb, actions speak louder than words, means that what people do is more important than what they say.
And the proverb, don't judge a book by its cover, advises people not to form opinions about people based on how they look.
Proverbs are found in many cultures and languages and are often passed down through the generations to teach children lessons in life. One famous English proverb is, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
In other words, eating fresh fruit is good for you. But is it really true? Can eating an apple a day actually have significant health benefits? That's the question we'll be discussing in this programme, and as usual, we'll be learning some new vocabulary as well.
But before that, I have a question for you, Sam. Most proverbs come from a place's history, and England has a long history of growing apples. Over the centuries, hundreds of different apple varieties have been grown in orchards up and down the country, some with quite unusual names. So, which of the following is the name of a real type of English apple? Is it A, a tailor's gold, B, a golden pippin, or C, a black Worcester?
I don't know, but I think it's B, a golden pippin.
OK, Sam, I'll reveal the answer later in the programme. But whatever the name of the apple, new scientific research is showing that there really are health benefits to eating apples, especially with the skins on. Apple skins are full of good stuff, fibre, vitamins and especially flavonoids, a chemical compound known to reduce blood pressure and improve brain and heart health.
No wonder then that when Dr. Michael Mosley, presenter of BBC Radio 4 programme Just One Thing, wanted a snack to eat, he reached for an apple.
It's early afternoon and I'm a bit peckish, so I'm about to grab a delicious snack that could improve my blood flow, boost my brain and trim my waistline. This is not some exotic superfood. In fact, it's an apple.
Dr. Mosley wanted something to eat because he was peckish, a little bit hungry. He wanted something healthy, but chose an apple instead of exotic superfoods like blueberries or a banana smoothie. If you call something exotic, you mean it's unusual and exciting, often because it comes from an unfamiliar place.
Instead, he ate the least exotic fruit I can imagine, the humble apple. But Dr. Mosley thinks apples do have health benefits, and he lists them. Apples improve blood flow, boost the brain, and trim the waistline, a phrase which means to keep a healthy body weight with no extra fat.
Yes, one reason apples are so good for us is that the skin is packed with flavonoids, which help people lose weight and have even been linked to a longer life. But that's not all. It's the fact that there are so many different ways of cooking and eating apples, which makes them one of the nation's favourite foods. Here's Dr. Mosley again, explaining how he likes to eat his apples to Just One Thing on BBC Sounds.
What I love about apples is they are so versatile. I've been snacking on them, grating them into my porridge, and having them sliced with full-fat yogurt as a dessert. But baked apples are one of my favourite ways to consume them. It seems an apple a day really does keep the doctor away, and also keep your heart, gut, and even your waistline in good shape.
Dr. Mosley eats apples in porridge, sliced with yogurt, and even baked in the oven. He describes them as versatile, things which can be used for many different purposes or in many different ways. What's more, cooking or baking apples doesn't damage those healthy flavonoids, so even the occasional apple crumble with custard can be good for you.
Apple crumble and custard, I'm not so sure that's a way to get in good shape. A phrase meaning healthy or in good condition.
But, Neil, it seems the old proverb is true. According to the science, an apple a day really does keep the doctor away. Right, it's time to reveal the answer to your question.
Yes, I asked you about the strange-sounding names given to some varieties of English apple.
And I said that a golden pippin was the name of a real apple, so was I right?
Yes, you were. Golden pippin apples were first grown in Arundel, near the south coast of England, while the other two, Black Worcester and Taylor's Gold, are actually types of English pear. Right, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme, starting with proverb, a short sentence or expression giving some well-known traditional advice.
If you're feeling peckish, you're slightly hungry.
The adjective exotic describes something which is unusual and exciting, often because it comes from a faraway place.
The phrase trim the waistline means to keep your body weight healthy with no extra fat around your waistline, the area of your body above the hips.
Something which is versatile can be used for many purposes or in many different ways.
And finally, if someone is in good shape, they're in a good state of health. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Bye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.